So, Joe, let's start with the local group, the Curious Case for Penn State. How do you view it?
Yeah, at first I thought you were going to ask about Susquehanna, you know, in the neighborhood. But, you know, look, I may be in the minority here. I have Penn State, you know, kind of right there. They've gone anywhere from, they've been between like 71 and 76 for the last couple of weeks. So either first out group or next four out group. I know that, you know, a couple parts of the record you got to cover your eyes and wish them away. But, you know, they have four legitimate wins against teams in the field. And that puts them ahead of many other potential bubble teams. So I'm going to keep them in that neighborhood unless or until they just make it untenable.
And they also happen to be a team that's going to play more teams that will be in the field between now and the end, which obviously is going to play into it.
The Big Ten does.
Right. Exactly.
You can't be in the Big Ten and avoid it.
Right.
So they're, I'm not going to have to make a decision on Penn State. They're going to tell us.
Final question, because I know you have another one you have to get to here, Joe, and that is the one line is Baylor, Gonzaga, and who's the other two?
Michigan and Ohio State, and Illinois is next.
Amazing.
So, I do think Villanova, you know, is right. You know, they've played some fewer games. If they win at Creighton on Saturday, they're going to be, because those Big Ten teams are going to beat each other up still.